Today is the 7th of March. Welcome to Heart of Worship. I'm JC May, and it is an honor to have you here with me today. So it's officially hump day. We are in the middle of the week. And so I, for one, am definitely looking forward to the weekend. Even though my weekend is a bit hectic, I am going to try and find some time to rest because I definitely need it. You cannot have restoration without rest. Rest being the most important word in restoration. So apart from that, we are going to continue in our line of worship. We are going to pick up from where we left off yesterday. And our verse of the day comes from Deuteronomy 6:6-7. And it says this: "These commandments that I give you today are to be upon your hearts. Impress them on your children. Talk about them when you sit at home and when you walk along the road, when you lay down and when you get up. Almighty God, gracious sustainer and undeserved friend, we thank you. Thank you for this breath we take, for the heartbeat that sustains our life. Father, make us aware as we travel and talk and rest and work that you are there and are worthy of our intentional best. In the name of Jesus, our gracious sacrifice, we praise. I don't know where you are right now. I don't know what platform you're listening to this. I don't know in what circumstance this is coming to you. But will you just remember that he loves you? So just lift up your voice and sing. You, every part of you he loves. And for some of you listening, it's his arms are open wide and ready for you to run back and say, Father, I'm home. I'm home. Romans 5 verse 8 says, but God demonstrates his own love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. You know, we are in the resurrection month. We are in the month where we celebrate the death of Jesus Christ. What greater way can your Father in heaven show how much he loves you than sending his only begotten Son to die just for you? They pierced his hands. They nailed him to that cross. He bled and he died. What bigger sacrifice can you think of? What bigger sacrifice can you think of to let you know that he loves you? Everything that God did up until his death, was perfect. He was here for a specific time. He was here for a specific reason. And it was to redeem us and reconnect us back to our Father. And so will you just reconnect yourselves back to him? Just begin to reconnect yourselves back to him. Through your worship today, I want you to reconnect yourself back to God.
calling. Have you come to the end of yourself? Do you thirst for a drink from the well? Jesus is calling. Oh, come to the altar. The Father's arms are open wide. Forgiveness was bought with the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Oh, come to the altar. The Father's arms are open wide. Forgiveness was bought with the precious blood of Jesus Christ.
2 Corinthians 2 verse 4 says, "For out of much affliction and anguish of heart, I wrote to you with many tears, not so that you would be made sorrowful, but that you might know the love which I especially have for you." How easy it is to forget that God loves us. How easy it is for us to forget the goodness of God. When things are not going the way that we have pictured, when things are not going the way that we expect, we have to hold on to His word. We have to hold on to His word. The Bible says that you might know the love which I have especially for you. I need you to know that He loves you. He deserves your worship today. He's asking you to come back to the altar. Where His arms are open wide. Forgiveness was bought with the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Will you come to the altar right now? The Father is waiting. He's waiting. He's waiting. He's waiting on you. He's never moved. He's never disappeared. He's always been patient, waiting for you to come home. Yeah, oh God, you because he lives, we can face tomorrow.
Oh, because I know, he holds my future. Because he lived. Oh, because he lives, yeah, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives.
Yeah.
Oh, fear is gone. Because I know, yes, I know, he holds our futures. And life is worth a living just because he lives.
The Bible says in John 15, verse 13, says, greater love has no one than this, that one lay down his life for his friends. However you are listening to this, we lift your voice and sing,
because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives,
yeah.
Fear is gone, because I know, yes, I know, he holds my future, and life is worth a living just because he lives. Oh, mandarabase ke terebosha, ye ke terebosha kataraba, ye terebosha darabase ke terebosha. Mm.
Psalm 68 verse 5 says, a father of the fatherless and a judge for the widows is God in his holy habitation.
Because he lives. Living just because he lives. And life is worth a living just because he lives. Manarabase kitiri mushandara baba baba. Ye kitiri mushandara baba 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 se kitiri mush. He knows my every thought. He sees each tear that falls, and he hears me when I call.
Just cry out to him this day. Cry out to him. Because he knows your name.
He knows your name. He knows your name. And he sees. And he sees his tear you cry. He hears your thoughts. Yeah, yeah. Oh, and he hears me when I call. Oh, he knows my name is Jesse May. Oh, but he sees each tear that falls, and he hears me when I call, and he hears me every time I call his name, that precious name, and he hears me when I call. He hears me when I call that precious name of Jesus, and he hears me.
Father, we bless you and praise your name, that we should be called your child and that we can come before your throne of grace. Abba Father, our Father, thank you that we have been born into your family and that have been made a joint heir with the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you that we have been given the indwelling Holy Spirit to lead and guide and have not been given the spirit of fear. Father, we ask that you lead us in a way that you would have us go, and may all glory and blessing be given to you. For only you are worthy of our praise and worship. In Jesus' name we have worshipped. In Jesus' name we have worshipped. Amen and amen and amen.
So we are on all the social media websites. A Heart of Worship on Facebook. If you want to follow me personally, I am on Instagram, Facebook and Twitter. If you type in JC May and at JC May Music and or at JC May Music, you will find me. Also, do not forget our Saturday live Heart of Worship, where we go live and we just end the week on a fantastic note. As a family, we just worship together. I love Saturdays. I love doing these in general, but I believe I'm gonna have a special love for Saturday. But apart from that, don't forget we also have a Spotify playlist for you. If you go to Spotify and type in JC May, be so kind to click the green button to follow me. And if you scroll underneath, you will see Heart of Worship podcast, and that is updated weekly by myself. So you should see new songs on there each week. And that's all from me. So I will say my prayer for you is this: may flowers always line your path and sunshine light your day. May songbirds serenade you every step along the way. May a rainbow run beside you in a sky that's always blue. And may happiness fill your heart each day, your whole life through. Until tomorrow, God bless. Bye.